Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Keep it. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know who sings it, but.
No, because me and Keenan, on the last hour of the trip back, we was playing, like, I played a few Sugar Free songs. We was in the car in tears. And then I played a bunch of songs from the Bay, seeing which ones he knew. Because, you know, when you're from a region, you don't realize that all songs don't go
nationwide,
you know? Yeah. So some of the songs, like, you heard this one before? He's like, nah. I know. I was like, what? How did you not hear that?
I heard Keep It On The Real before.
That one went, I think that went national. Three Times Crazy.
I don't even remember that title. I remember Three Times Dope, but yeah. But I definitely heard that.
Yeah, I think it's like, I was like, I'm pretty sure this one went big.
Yeah. Sugar Free, man.
We was in the car dying.
What was y'all laughing at?
His lyrics are just so funny. And the way he raps is just funny.
Yeah.
Everything he's talking about. And he was only 24. I was like, he looked old.
Everybody looked old back in the day, though.
So old.
All the rappers that we used to listen to and stuff like that, I would look at them and be like, man, these dudes is like 35.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang Clan, I thought they were in their 40s in 93.
So everybody looks so old. But that's in general. Like, you ever watch old sports games? These dudes look
everybody
hard.
Was looking old. And then they take their football helmet off, receding hairlines.
Yeah.
They got the cul-de-sac.
And they was 21.
Like 21. Fresh out of college.
I think it had parts to do with the mustaches back then, too. The mustaches back then was like, it was huge.
You seen my mustache, man? You saw it? I was out here looking ridiculous in my 20s with that stash.
It was so big.
Oh, man. And it's funny because, like, you know, when I look at cast now, like, Method Man still looks the same age.
Yeah.
He looks even younger now, but it's like, well, back
what if,
then.
What if that's what it is? Like, people be like, black people age so well. And it's like, what if we don't age well? What if we just get old instantly and
exactly.
then just maintain that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, these dudes is 20 looking 40, so they just been looking 40 for 20 years.
Yep, that's what it is. And if you take care of yourself, you're going to stay the same age looking for mad long.
They just age quickly and then stop.
Man.
They hit a wall.
Done. And then we hit a wall, and then we'll get super old overnight.
Yeah.
Like, man, you know. But it
takes
a while.
Once people stop dying to grays, and you'd be like, they got old instantly. It's like they've been kind of old.
Yeah,
they just
you
been
know.
Dying for years.
Right. That's why you see a lot of bald people. They just look, you know. I was watching that hip hop documentary on Netflix, and you know, Ali Shaheed from Tribe Called Quest. He got to be in his late 40s, but he still look like he in his 20s.
Yeah.
He ain't got no hair. And then you look at Q-Tip. He letting it kind of grow out, get a little gray around the edges. So it's like, oh, okay.
Oh yeah, bald always looks younger.
Yeah,
you can't. You don't see
There's
the grays. Yep. So bald people always look younger.
Look at Sam Jackson, man.
Yeah, he hasn't aged in years.
He ain't aged in a long time.
He's looked the same for a while.
Yep. And so that's why it's easy for them like to young him up on the movies. Because like Captain Marvel was supposed to go back to the 80s and he's early 90s. And he's like, you know, we ain't got to do much with him.
Nope.
You know what
Cover
I mean?
Cover her eye up.
Man, that's all you need. But anyway, man, Halloween's coming up.
Oh, we been starting this whole time? Yeah. Oh, I thought we were just. No, that's fine. I thought
we were on.
I didn't even know.
You're going to say hi.
What's up, guys?
Oh, snap. Yeah, but
no
keep
idea.
All that. Yeah. What's up, y'all? We daddy issues. We back again.
Yeah,
we back. Anything interesting
back in
with
town.
The kids?
Back
oh, you was
town.
Gone all weekend.
Yeah. When did you going to?
Oh, yeah. I was gone. But you know what I'm saying? It's like my kids don't care when I leave.
Mine don't either.
You know, they do. Nah. They care. They be excited.
When I walked in the door, they was like, Keelan's on his iPad. He looked up. He was like. And then Kendrick didn't even walk up to me. He was just, he peeked around and he looked and he just went back to whatever he was doing. They didn't care.
Already, huh?
Until I like came all the way in the house and I was like, hey guys. And then Kendrick ran up to me and Keelan was like, Keelan still was in his Halloween costume, but not the full costume because he was Robin and Kendrick was Batman. And Keelan just had on his pull up, just the mask. I was like, you look like R. Kelly right now. Like, you just in your drawers and a mask. This is weird. He looks so weird.
Of R&B.
But yeah, I guess she took them out to like some little Halloween things. Yeah. And like little stuff from like 3 to 5.
Okay.
Or whatever. She was sending me the pictures and I was like, all right.
When did they go? Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday and Saturday. She took them some farm thing or whatever.
Okay.
They got a thing on the actual day of Halloween. They got something at their school. Healing school. Yeah. They dress up again.
Halloween, man. I used to really love Halloween.
It used to be dope.
Like the whole vibe. And, you know, I grew up in Chicago, so, you know, it felt like fall. It was like the leaves everywhere. It was chilly, but not cold yet. I was Spider-Man 5 years in a row. 5 years, the same costume. Like, what you want to be, Spider-Man? Come on, let's keep it going. And I feel like I haven't dressed up since then.
I think I dressed up more as an adult than I did as a kid.
Yeah.
As a little kid, I remember it was RoboCop 1 year, Ninja Turtles 1 year, Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Hell, now that I think about it, I don't know if that was Halloween and we just dressed like that regularly. We had the full RoboCop. We had the full Ghostbusters, like, you know, the outfit.
The Proton
Pack. We had that and the Proton Pack. Yeah. So I was like, I don't know if we just was wearing it.
And I love the Ghostbusters. I loved it. Oh, the Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters and Ninja Turtles, we played every day.
Man, duh.
Every single day.
Which Ninja Turtle were you?
I was Leonardo. Keith was Raphael. Our other friend would be Michelangelo, and then Donatello, just whoever was coming over or whatever. Nobody wanted to be him because he was smart and stuff.
The smart one. Nobody wanted to be intelligent. Huh?
Yeah, and then everybody wanted me to be Michelangelo because I'd be eating, but I'm like, I'm the oldest. I'm the leader. I'm Leonardo. Plus, I like the swords.
Leonardo was always my favorite Ninja Turtle.
He was my favorite when I was little, and then I got older, and I was like, he kind of corny. I like Raphael more because, yeah, Leo was so tight. Like, do everything by the book.
They give leaders that hard role.
Yeah, like Cyclops. I'm like, shut up, man.
Yeah, somebody got to be the tight ass in the group.
It's annoying.
You know what I mean?
Like, as I got older, Wolverines, the Raphael, the people who was kind of like, I'm a good guy, but I'm going to go do this too.
A lot of times they make them annoying too because they too against the rules. Yeah. I'm like, man, you can do this. Just
Wolverine fights everything.
Yeah, it's like they gave Raphael too much attitude. I was like, all right, man, we get it. Yeah, you know. But they had to give him something because in the cartoon they didn't really give Raphael a lot to do.
No.
You know, everybody else had a clear define, but Raphael was just kind of there. But for the movie, they souped up his attitude big time.
Yeah, like when he got jumped, I was like, you kind of deserved it.
They did, man. Going up there pouting.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's why you got thrown through the window into the living room. I was like, man, just calm down. But, yeah, the turtles, though. One thing I like about the newer turtles, the way they all look different.
Yeah.
Like you could recognize who was who even if they didn't have the bandanas on. Especially Donatello, because he had a gap.
Yeah.
Oh, they gave him a gap, too. All right.
I like the new Ninja Turtles. People was hating on it.
I didn't. They fumbled.
I didn't.
The second one especially, but.
I didn't see the second one.
Yeah, they fumbled it up. The first one was decent, though. But yeah.
What was the second one about?
Man, I don't even remember, man. It was, because when I was watching it, I was just like dead inside the whole time. I was just like, there's something ain't right.
I remember people didn't like the first one because they said Shredder was too powerful. But I was like, he's supposed to be better than
that. He's supposed to be able to take the turtles by himself, one against four.
He taught their teachers. So I'm like, he's supposed to be better than all of them.
Yeah.
I didn't hate that.
People like to nitpick on that, but the second one was trash. I remember walking away like, man, come on, man.
That's because they needed Vanilla Ice, man.
No, they didn't. I didn't like Secret of the Ooze, man.
As a kid, because you was older. Like, I noticed a lot of stuff you don't like when we be talking about in the group chat, because you have us by a couple years. So we was like younger, like, this is the coolest thing ever. You was already a teen, like, this is trash.
When did that come out?
When 90? Secret of the Ooze came out, I was a kid.
But I was a friend. I was like 13.
But by 13, I didn't like a lot of stuff already.
Man. But 13, I liked the first one. Stuff.
But that, I mean, I knew the whole dance. I knew everything.
Here's what I don't like. I never liked a lot of goofiness with my action cartoon people. I didn't like that. Like Snarf on Thundercats, Oracle on He-Man. I feel like Secret of the Ooze got sillier from the first one. And then Bebop and Rocksteady looked like Muppets. And I was just like,
they wasn't them. Because that made me mad as a kid. Yeah. But then it was like, it wasn't Bebop and Rocksteady.
But I know what they was trying to do.
Yeah, they should have did Bebop pissed. And Rocksteady. Yeah. I was mad about that.
And then the dance routine. Once you throw a dance routine in there, even as a youth, I was like, no. Why they dancing? Ninja rap? I was hot.
Vanilla Ice was popping at the time.
I get that. But it was still, no. Secret of the Ooze didn't. Because they made that sequel fast.
Yeah.
They like, we got to get another one popping. And then I was just like, duh.
Dandelion.
Man. But anyway, man, Halloween.
Did your kids party or dress up or anything?
You know what? This weekend, Cecil went to a Halloween function with his friends, and Serene just worked. You know, he'd been doing DoorDash, so he'd be like, out here DoorDashing. But Cecil went with his friends to a Halloween function. He's like, yeah, I'm going with six of my friends. We're going to hit it up. All right. That's what's up. You know,
did they dress up?
You know what? I ain't even asked. I figured, you know, Sincere kind of, you know, gets into the spirit of it. Or he could be like, nah, I'm cool. You know, it just depends. But I ain't even think to ask. Like, because, you know, if it's not Halloween, I'm not automatically thinking,
yeah,
oh, y'all dressed up? You know, I'll just be like, oh, okay. Cool. But I wonder what he would be. Because he was big on, like when they were kids, like, he was a ninja for a few years. And then, I remember I had these one hoodies that was like skeleton hoodies, and you could zip it all the way up past your face, and it was a skull on the face. Yeah. We had those one year, and I still got those jackets, by the way, and but the zipper's jacked up. And then last year, I don't remember what they did for Halloween. I don't even remember last year.
I do.
What the hell happened last
year? Because that was my first Halloween as like a parent, and no kids was coming by, and I was pissed.
Because
I want to be the cool guy in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I want to be like, we go to this guy.
Right. You want
to
be that house.
Yeah, I want to be that house. And people be like, we love this guy, man. Yeah. So nobody, my neighborhood was trash. Like, kids wasn't coming around like that.
Yeah.
So I went outside and put a chair outside of my driveway and, like, turned the lights on in my car. I was like, I have candy. And I realized that might be weird to do.
That's super weird. Yeah. You look too thirsty, man.
I look like a pedophile.
Yeah.
So like, then, but I was chilling. And then some kids start coming by. And I was giving handfuls.
Yeah.
And they was like, so I was like, tell your friends. So then people start coming by, like people whose parents get off late and stuff. And they was like, we late. I was like, don't worry about it. Bam! Bam! Like, I was killing it.
Yeah.
But I wanted a bunch of kids to come by. And I'm trying to get people sick.
And plus, you got a deep door.
Yeah.
Your door is like, you got to kind of cut in. So
we got to light it up better.
Yeah. Because that's a deep door. Because, like, when I was trick-or-treating, I was picky with doors. Yeah. I don't like what I got to do to get to the door. So I'm like, nah, I'm going to just keep going.
But our whole neighborhood's like that, though.
Yeah.
I guess what I was told was like people go to different neighborhoods now.
Yep. The neighborhood is the key. Toluca Lake, that neighborhood is popping, man. I remember the first time we went to Toluca Lake, we was in there, you know what I'm saying? We going to George Lopez's crib. You know, he had like security handing out the candy. I seen Steve Carell walking through the neighborhood with his kids. Patricia Arquette, I'm like, yo, this is the neighborhood to be. They had like full setups. I remember they had like somebody was out there. There was like a clothesline set up with like sheets, and on the other side of the sheets, you could see silhouettes of what was going on. It was like Leatherface had somebody in the tub, and he was chainsawing them up. I'm like, yo, they really doing it out here. It was an event, and these houses are huge, million-dollar houses or whatever. And like they were doing it up, and I was telling Sabrina about it. I was like, I'm gonna have to take you over just to this neighborhood so you can see, because she loves Halloween. And so, but it's like right Toluca Lake is like right next to Burbank, and like, you know, some beautiful homes up in there. They say Denzel got a house in there somewhere.
He probably do.
Yeah, but man, and that's a neighborhood I low key want to move to.
Yeah, I always wanted to move to like the Baldwin Hills area.
Yeah, I like that area.
What you call it? Because it's rich, but it's black rich.
Yeah. Baldwin Hills, and it's a specific neighborhood.
Yeah, I can't think of it. Like, and I know the neighborhood. I cannot think of it.
I know exactly what
you're talking about. But I
want to
move there.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a dope spot, too.
God.
Oh, I can't think of the name of it, man. Oh, man, that's going to kill me.
I know what it is, too, and I just cannot.
Yeah,
I'm going to get stuck on it.
Put it in the comment section, y'all. Y'all know what we're trying to say. It's not Baldwin Hills, but it's right up in that district in L.A. And it's predominantly black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the school I want my kids. I want them to go to the Marcus Garvey School over there.
Oh, man.
It's K through 8th grade.
Yeah.
Private black school.
Mm-hmm.
Private school. And you got to learn languages, but you can learn like Swahili. You can learn French, you know, Spanish, obviously. That's dope.
Man, I wish I learned. I wish I had paid more attention in school to languages.
I took 3 semesters of Spanish, and I'm trash.
I took all that Spanish. Well, first, in my defense, my Spanish teacher in high school was trash. He was a coach. His name was Coach Terrazas, and he was trash. He would come in there someday. Did I give y'all an assignment yesterday? And of course, we're going to be like, no. You think you kidding me? You think we're going to be like, actually, you gave us. No, we were like, no, you didn't, player. And then, you know, we sitting there in Slack City. And then I was like, man, I just wasn't applying myself. And then I took French 1 and 2. I took French 1 and 2 because the teacher was better. The teacher was cute. And I was like, I'm in here, man. We got a French name. She cared.
Yeah.
You know, so,
we had to pick Spanish names.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, the coach didn't even make us do that. He was like, yeah, you know, I knew he spoke Spanish, but he was giving us nothing. There was no care. He was in there with his coach jacket on, just phoning it in. I'm like, man, give us the Spanish, yo. And then the French teacher was just way better. I joined French club. I was in there.
Oh, yeah.
Having a good time.
A league of French.
Man, I still remember it. I'm not comfortable speaking the language.
Yeah.
But I know words and sentences and stuff like that.
I bombed.
Yeah.
I don't even know why. Like, I took my freshman year, I took Spanish, and then I did okay. And then I took Spanish 2. I did Spanish 3 and don't know nothing.
Man, you don't retain none of it?
Well, what happened in Spanish 2 was my boy, my teammate, one day the teacher was like, left the class, and he stole the teacher's book.
Uh-huh.
So he made copies of all the tests and passed them out to everybody. So there was no point in me paying attention
because
I had the answers to all the tests. So
the inside
we would be, she would have us get up and do like verbal stuff and everybody would be fumbling through.
Yeah.
And she, you could tell she was like, how is everybody acing the test?
Oh, you
and y'all
dirty.
Can't do it verbally. And we was bombed. So we passed, everybody passed. Because we cheated the entire semester.
That's
and that crazy. And that answers, you know, they don't change editions for books for a long time. So that just kept getting passed down to the next class.
So
people cheated Spanish through Deer Valley High School for years.
Dirty bastard.
And then by the time I got to Spanish 3, because I didn't do anything in Spanish 2, I was struggling.
You was in there fresh.
But my coach would just sign me out of class, let me do it, and talk to the teacher, and I passed. Trash. I passed. I got... That stuff is real when they say athletes get...
Yeah, y'all suck, man.
My high school coach was the physics teacher,
uh-huh.
So you had to take chemistry or physics. I was like, taking physics.
And physics is tough.
And I got a B+, and I don't know anything.
Trash.
I don't know nothing about physics.
I failed physics in college.
I would have failed it, for sure.
I might have even dropped that class because I couldn't even handle it.
I wanted to do in high school because I was like, this is the only way I'm going to pass it if he's mine.
Yeah,
I passed it. And then I took stats in college. For my
statistics.
Math, and the athletic director's sister was a teacher. Nothing but athletes in there. And she let us do, we were still doing stats, but she let us do it the way we wanted to. So, like, my final was, like, comparing Jordan's numbers to Iverson's. And, like, we were still doing it, but she let us do it in a way that we would give a damn.
Well, that's kind of dope, actually.
Yeah.
that little piece.
So,
right, because
I was breaking down, like, how they do analytics now. Like, that's what I did then.
Yeah.
Basically. It's like, even though nobody cared then, so I broke down like fourth quarter, what he scored here and shot, like all the crap they do now that doesn't really matter.
They be doing all kind of random stats.
LeBron
now.
James has more 2-pointers in the last 30 seconds on the road in Toronto when the snow is
right.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Like, who does this research?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
We gotta think of a new category.
These stats are stupid. They recently put one out and was like, Steph Curry has more threes in 5 games than Jordan had all of one. It's like,
why?
So what?
Why?
What does that mean?
You know, Steph Curry is a 3-point shooter.
Yeah, he shoots threes and one doesn't. We know this. And the game is different. Yeah, like what are you proving here?
Man. That's dope. Like you said, that private school has Swahili.
Yeah.
Like, man, I remember in Chicago, it was this dude named Mr. Williams, and he used to come to our school. And he wasn't like, you know, an official teacher, but he would ride his bike up to the school. I remember he used to kind of look bummy, but put together at the same time. He had like a beard, and he always wore like a blazer with the elbow pads on.
He had
that on to the fullest.
I hate those.
Man, and you know the kids used to shred him up. Hey, Mr. Williams always pulling up, and they. But he was very Afrocentric. He was trying to teach us, you know, Black pride. And, you know, we were already doing stuff like this in Chicago. We had to know, you know, Black history.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would just come up there, and he would try to teach us Swahili. He would, like, draw the stuff on the board, and we was just trash. We was just like, man, because we didn't respect the fact that he wasn't a real teacher. So we used to just clown him, roast him up, and then he up there trying to teach us real Swahili, and we just, like, sitting there not even – And I regret that so much. I'd be like, man, if I had my mentality then, I'd have been like soaking up game.
I think the problem is we don't make stuff cool to kids. Like, we don't make them want to know. Because it was so much. Like, there's no reason I shouldn't know Spanish.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
Yeah, especially in Cali. Oh,
There's no reason. But it's like they don't make it cool. Like, this would be dope if you learned this.
Man,
like,
dog. Because international kids, they speak 3-4 languages easy for no reason. And we out here on the struggle.
We barely speak English.
Man, I'm like, oh, man, if I could turn back the hands of time.
Yeah, they don't make school in general fascinating and fun and cool enough.
Right.
For you to care.
Yeah.
Like I said, I didn't give a damn. I was like, I'm just here to play ball, man.
I coasted through school.
Yeah.
Like, it was very.
I did whatever was required of me.
What do I have to do?
To play. That's what I did. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for my mom and dad, I would have got exactly a 2.5. Because that's what you needed to play. But they was like, nah, you got to get a 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had set the bar higher, I would have just did that.
Right.
And I was stupid. I just didn't want to do it.
Yeah, just
me and Keith were straight A students until like junior high. Then I was like, look at these titties.
Girls.
Yeah. I was like, look at these breasts.
Girls.
The hell with class.
Man, that's the thing, man. Like, and I don't really talk to my sons about this, but I'd be like, you know, clearly they like girls, they got girlfriends, but like just on the basic scale of just like girls, you know, as boys, you know, because we go through the stage and we just pervs. That's like we sitting in class just thinking about it all the time. And like, you know, I wonder, you know, I'm sure they go through the same thing, but like I want to have a conversation with them, like, you know, what y'all be doing when you look at a girl and you just be like, you know,
I used to zone completely.
Because we was pervs. It was like I could easily be brought up on some Me Too sexual misconduct.
Oh yeah.
As a kid, we were just grabbing booties and, like, you know, everybody was grabbing and, you know what I'm saying? It was just everybody was doing it. And if you didn't get punched in the face, she kind of liked you. But not looking back, knowing what I know now, but like they were just trying to survive.
Oh,
They didn't punch us because they didn't know what to do, but they was still violated. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, I could easily, and I can't even fight it. I'd just be like, well, I was young. I'm sorry. That's all I can say.
I was 15. Yeah, I was 12.
But if
I
somebody
didn't know
was
butt
like,
grab was wrong, then.
You grabbed my butt and I didn't ask for it. Like, you right.
Like, I'd be fine on the, you know, sexual assault tip.
Right.
Tip.
I didn't
I'm
take
good
it. I didn't take it violent.
But like, if somebody's like, he grabbed my butt in 10th grade, I'd be like, I probably did.
I did that. 10th grade, I stopped. My prime grabbing era was like 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah.
7th and 8th grade. By 9th grade, I was just, you know, nah, I don't feel comfortable.
Well, by that time, people was actually getting it in, so it wasn't more like...
Yeah.
Like, by high school, it wasn't about just the touching and, like, somebody dropping you a letter in between class, like, me after school.
Right.
Like, I used to, the guy I am now, or even when I got later in high school, I changed overnight.
Yeah.
Like, 13, 14, I was terrified.
Yeah.
I was scary.
I was scared all the way through high school.
I was scared.
I was shook. I didn't lose my virginity till after high school.
I lost mine in high school, my junior year, senior year, something like that. I was 16.
Yeah.
But, man, before that, like freshman year, girls was like, you trying to do this? I was like,
yeah.
I think I got somewhere to be.
I was
terrified.
Shook.
I was so scared of having a kid at young. Like, I was terrified of having a kid young.
I was just scared of the act of sex. Cause I've seen it in porn a lot. Yeah. I'm like, I can't do what they were doing. Like, I don't know the put in and the do stuff. I was terrified. So when a girl actually liked me, I would fade out of the whole equation. I'm in the bushes, tough. Like, oh, you like me? I would just disappear. It was a slow transition. And, you know, but in my mind, I was Perv McGee.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, girls. And then, like, I like you. Oh, God, no. Jump right back into the bushes. It was weird. You know what I mean? Yeah. But.
And I was down with it until Vatina's gut got real. Like, I liked being liked. I would flirt. I was all into that. But when it got real,
yeah. That's what it was.
When it got real, I'd be like, I can't. I'm not doing this.
I used to be like, let me see if I can get her to like me. Put in the charm and the work, and then she like you. And then, why are you acting weird now? You know,
I was good right to the point when she was like, my mama ain't home. I'd be like, I gotta go to pick up my brother from class.
It's scary, man. It's scary. So, you know, I'll be looking at the boys, and I'm like, you know, y'all be scared out here. You know what I mean? So, and it's funny, like, I didn't worry about the baby thing. That, you know what? That never really was a worry to me. It's a worry to me more now than back then.
Well, because a lot of my friends had kids.
Yeah.
And, like, young.
Right.
Like, in high school, so many people had babies. So I was like, I'm not going to be Ricky. And Ricky from Boys in the Hood scarred me, too.
Yeah.
But I was like, I ain't gonna be me,
Ricky.
I'm not gonna do that.
Trey hit him with the. He's like, what you scared of, man? Scared of being a daddy? Yeah, Ricky had no.
Yeah,
nothing.
He's like, oh yeah.
I feel you on that one. And so yeah, but it wasn't a lot. Like in my school, it wasn't that many parents, so it wasn't like a thing. I was just, you know, but now, like, I'd be like, man, a kid now, I don't know, man. I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm working now, you know what I mean? Because, I became a father at 21. And, wait, was I 21? Yeah, 21. 21. Maybe I was 22. I just got to do the math in my head real quick. But, yeah, that's young. You know what I mean? Like, boom. You know, it's not teenage young, of course, but, like, you know, when everybody else talked to me, like, yeah, you had the boys early. Like, yeah. 21, 23. Mad young.
I guess it depends on your perspective. Because, like, I remember when you said that on stage, you were like, I was young. I was like, my mom and dad was 18. Yeah.
That's too young.
They
was
so
ultra
young.
That's ultra young. Like, DC.
In DC, be looking at my mom and dad like, that's a light one.
Yeah, yeah.
As a child.
Man, so, yeah. But for us, it was like, you know, we fresh in college. We didn't care. We was just like, oh, well, you know.
Yeah. I was still scared in college.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Basketball was always the focus. Yeah. So I just couldn't. I was like, I can't.
Right.
I ain't having y'all ruining my life.
See, I didn't have the focus. Yeah, I was just going to college.
I needed something to be like, I can't. Basketball kept me from doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I need to do this.
Right.
Like, drugs, reckless sex, like all that. And I was like, I gotta focus. I need to get out of here.
Right.
I didn't want to be one of the people who grew up in the city that you're born in.
Yeah.
Like, just stay in that area. I didn't want to do that. Like, right. I was like, I gotta get the hell out of here.
Mm.
So I just couldn't. I was like, I'm not ruining this for nobody.
But focus.
But if I didn't have that, I'd try been like dropping kids. Just everywhere.
Eight different parents up in here. Yeah. But maybe if I was doing stand up then, I probably would have been like,
you'd be like, I gotta make
it. I'm trying to get on the road. Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, all I had was just school that I wasn't passionate about. Yeah. So it's just like, you know.
Yeah. Well, look at some of this raw.
Right. Yeah. And now when I look back, I'm like, man, I'm glad I had the kids when I did. Because now that, you know, my career is picking up and I got to travel more, the kids are more self sufficient. And so, you know, I feel better, you know, doing that. And, you know, they can come with me if they want. They got the option.
Yeah.
Like, y'all want to roll with me? Like, yeah, we'll go. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, mine. I'm in the thick of
it. Yeah.
I'm trying. It's so hard.
Yeah, it's tough.
Like, I be having a I took them on my last audition. But this one, luckily, they was like, if you have kids, bring them.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, excellent.
Perfect.
And we went in there. I think we got a callback for that, too.
Okay.
I was like,
yeah. Yeah.
Keelan's in there killing it. It was funny because, like, when we remember, I was talking about the evaluation.
Yeah.
And, like, we went in all the stuff they said he didn't do or whatever. So we went over that tough.
Yeah.
Right after that. And I'm glad we did because when we went into the audition, he was killing the questions they was asking.
Yeah.
So they was like, and what's your name? He was like, Keelan. They was like, how old are you? He was like, 2. And then he was just doing this thing. I was like, yes.
He was nailing it.
He was nailing confidence. Everything.
2, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I've been going over this for a full week. Man, I know how old I am.
Ready. They like, oh, okay, yeah. You know, they marking it
he
down.
He followed directions easy.
Because I'm sure they had kids in there shutting down.
Yeah, Jeff Key was up there.
Oh, he was?
Baby,
was,
yeah.
Okay.
He said she gave her some snacks.
Yeah.
So she could calm down, and as soon as they cut the lights on, she was just like, like she started nervous eating.
That's a lot, man. Jeff was a good guy.
I like Jeff.
Yeah. Jeff Keefe, y'all, another comedian.
2 kids now.
Oh, they got 2?
Because his are like 6 months behind both of mine.
Oh, okay.
He just had a little baby, and then his daughter is a little younger than Keith.
Wow. That's dope, man. I seen that whole progression from, you know, him first getting with his girl to, you know, all the way through. That's dope.
I guess that's Chaz.
It is Chaz. Chaz was so fast, though.
Everything was fast.
Everything was just rapid.
Chaz was like, one day, he's like, I got a girl. The next week, he's like, I'm moving in with her. The next week, he was like, we having a baby tomorrow. Man. I was like, what happened?
Everything was accelerating.
So fast.
So fast. And, you know, for me, like, yeah, I'm moving out. Like, whoa, give me a month to, you know, process. And I got to pay this full rent.
He did everything quick.
Super fast. You know what I'm saying? But that's how it be sometimes. You know what I mean? What else? paper snatch.
Halloween. Do you be eating a bunch of candy on Halloween?
I used to, like when the kids would go trick. When I would take the kids trick or treating, I wanted my percentage. I felt like
absolutely.
I wanted my cut. Kids were like, all right, let's see the haul. I would take mine off the top. And, you know, I wanted the good candies. I wanted the Kit Kat, the Snickers, the Twix, and the Starburst.
Oh, I would have loved you as a dad. I'm like, you can have all this. Yeah, I'm a fruit candy guy.
Oh yeah, you can have.
I want
all
the Starburst, the Skittles, the gummy bears.
I want the Starburst though. I want some of that.
Well, let me open them and give you
the
yellows.
I want some Skittles as well. Those two, the Skittles and the Starburst, I want to get
in. Airheads. If I found an Airhead.
Yeah. You can have the Airheads. You can have
gummy bears, the sweet tarts.
You can have that.
The what's the circle ones? The Gobstoppers and all those. The Willy Wonka candies. I was all in on
all
of those.
Take it all. Give me the
chocolate. And Keith, we would dump our candies out, and then we would barter.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, okay. I'll give you 2 Reese's Pieces. He loved the Reese's Pieces and the peanut butter. Oh, that was him.
Yes.
And I didn't like them at all.
I want in on that.
It wasn't even like our trades is like real negotiations because it was easy. Like, I don't want these. You don't want that. Just here.
Boom.
Let's just knock it out. But then Kyron, we were just trying to get over on him.
Yeah.
He was like, Kyron, do you know what they put in there?
Yeah. He's like, I didn't think about that. And you just scoop it off his
lip. I remember my boy got his, this had not Halloween, but food related. He wanted his brother's fries. He was like, no, you can't have my fries. He was like, do you know what fries are made out of? He was like, what? He was like, potatoes. He was like, here. And then after, he was like, wait a minute, what? But he had already ate his fries.
Right.
Just trying to get over, man.
Genius, man. It's always easy to get over on the little ones.
But I definitely take, because my kids are so young, too, I'd be definitely taking Keelan's candy. I'm like, you don't need all this, first of all.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you don't need every piece of it.
Skimming his, but when they get older, they're going to be hot. And I'm definitely taking my cut.
I earned the cut.
Yeah.
I'm taking y'all all
and
around
the And I
got
the teeth that can handle it. Y'all can even handle this.
Yeah, man. You know, give me my cut. That was my mentality, man. I want my piece of the pie. And I would just go in there. Let me get that
sweet tarts, the chewy ones.
You can have them. And don't get me wrong, I like those, but you know the chocolate joints, man.
Yeah,
those are
Kit Kats,
butter cups. Oh yeah, Kit Kats are so good, man.
Yeah, but I only like the little ones. I don't want full Kit Kats.
You want the full Kit Kat?
I like the little ones. My chocolate, I like in small doses.
Yeah,
like even a Snickers, which was my favorite probably as a kid as far as chocolate. I'll take a mini Snickers.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like.
So good, man.
I'm not finishing all this Snickers. Like, this is too much.
Peanuts, man. Oh, and a payday? Yes.
Oh, take that back. Peanut M&M's, I will demolish.
Oh, man, yes. Those
peanut M&M's, I'm doing work.
Peanut M&M's are good.
Regular M&M's, I don't want.
I don't like regular M&M's.
I remember when they came out the peanut butter ones, those weren't bad.
Oh, the peanut butter joints, yes.
But the peanut M&M's.
And the pompous peanut M&M, man, because they gave them like a toupee of peanut butter. You be looking mad pompous on the packaging. I love it.
The almond M&M's weren't.
Nah, I'm not. Yeah, I didn't need that.
But then peanuts.
Peanut M&M's are glorious, man. Every time I see them, I'll be like, you know what, let me. I've been kind of chill on candy lately.
Me
because,
too.
You know, I got these aligners in. It's a big issue.
I just been on because the sugar content is just so much.
So much, man.
So much sugar.
Man, I wish it wasn't bad for you. why can't sugar be good? Why can't sugar and pizza just be good for you? Like, why can't we be shredded up on pizza?
I mean, you can, but you got to put in stupid work.
Without the dumb Olympic training to keep the body, you know what I'm saying? Just let me eat. Just let the pizza cause the six pack.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, I'll be out here shredded,
man. This weekend, so you know, Cass got good food. Mm-hmm. But my brother, I knew I had dinner taken care of.
Yeah.
But my brother, I was like, man, you know, my city has changed so much. Every time I go back, Antioch, California, every time I go back, it's like different.
Yeah.
So I asked my brother, I was like, what should I eat? And he took me to this place. He's like, you want a fried rice burrito?
A fried rice burrito? I was like, what?
And I was like, he was like, ask Kerry, you know, my other friend. He was like, yeah. He's like, bruh, it's delicious. You know, when people hype food up,
yeah,
you'd be like, this is about to be average as hell. This burrito was one of the best burritos I've had in my life. It was fried rice. You can get either spicy pork, chicken, or shrimp.
Yeah.
I got the spicy chicken. Then they put like cilantro.
Oh, cilantro.
Which is unexpected, you know?
Yes.
They put the cilantro, the carrots, the cabbage, and whatever white cream spicy sauce they had in it.
It was right.
That thing was so good. Like, it was ridiculous.
It's kind of a no-brainer, too, because fried rice is fantastic to me. Man, you put anything that's fantastic in a burrito.
I was like, you're correct. Like, it was so
bad.
Good. It was one of those things where, like, you know, I could eat. I purposely only ate half of it so I could eat the rest while we were driving back.
Okay.
Like, I was like, I just want to taste it again.
Yeah.
It was so good. And he was even good halfway through the drive after they had sat.
Yeah.
You know I mean? But all that did was make that sauce just soak into everything more.
Oh, man, dog. That sounds good, though. That sounds amazing.
It was so good.
That sounds amazing.
I was like, oh, I just love food.
Sabrina gave me a whole bunch of food from this vegan fair she went to yesterday. And I was like, she was like, what you want? I was like, just surprise me. I panicked. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And she brought back like sushi, French toast, tamales, and this falafel bowl with rice. Man, I tasted the French toast. I was eating sushi. I had the falafel bowl mix. I had a tamale, and I was just like, yes. It was all good. That sushi buffet was mad good.
Yeah.
Everything was good, man. And she had a burger, too. But I was like, I'll save that for later. She ended up eating it later, so I don't even know how the burger tasted. Yeah. But all that food, I was just like, yeah. Because I hadn't eaten. I just flew back.
Oh, yeah.
And I hadn't eaten, so I was just like, you know. So I ate. I had one tamale. Just a little piece of stuff here and there, but man, I was good to go for
tamales.
The rest of the
day. As much as I love Mexican food, and that's my favorite food, Mexican food, tamales have always been the weakest. Like, yeah. I'm like,
man. I like tamales, man. That corn maize.
Yeah, that's too much. Like, I like it. Whoever makes the thinnest stuff, I like the stuff inside.
Yeah.
Like, around it, I'd be like, damn.
Man, I'd be digging it. And for me to return, I was like, yes.
Yeah, I'm always like, the best tamale I ever had. The best two was by people's grandma.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, oh, the homemade joints?
My cousin lives like down, like, well, she used to, not no more, but they used to live like in Calipatria and these other places, like close to Mexico.
Yeah.
So all their neighbors are Mexican and, you know, super cool. So we just stopped by this lady house one time. She was like, come inside. He's like, you want some tamales? And I was like, yeah.
It was good.
I had like 1,000 of them. They were so good. Yeah. I was like, what's in it, though?
Yeah.
I'll never forget that lady.
Man.
I was a kid, too. And then another time, after football practice, a kid's mom just rolled up with a bunch of tamales. And I don't know if it was because we was hungry, because after practice or whatever, but I wanted to move in.
You ever notice you don't forget good food?
No.
That stays with you. Like, I remember one time I was seven, and it was November 13th.
Yeah. It was chilly out there.
Yeah, it was just this random lady, man. She brought a plate out.
I don't forget none of that. I still remember my best mac and cheese. And it was from an unexpected place. It was Cottie's white side of the family. Her like great aunt.
Yeah.
The whole white lady. This mac and cheese was incredible. Incredible. I was like, how?
Yeah.
How? It was incredible.
Mac and cheese, man.
So good.
I love mac and cheese. It's food. Here's what I'm deprived of on my diet choices, you know, because, you know, I'm semi-vegan, but not fully. I ain't had good pizza since.
Well, that's a Keenan set. Keenan said vegan pizza trash. I have not
had good pizza since the transition. Yeah. And it hurts. It hurts. I'll be trying to find it. I'll be trying to find
you can't
that
do
one.
You can't do a vegetarian pizza, though?
No, because I don't eat cheese.
Oh.
So it's like, I can't. It's not the same. You know, everything else, I'm cool. I don't really miss for nothing. But pizza, though, that's the one thing. And I keep searching. But even, and then when I make it at home, it's okay. It's cool at home, but like, it's still, oh man. It's just one crust I want to try though. It's like a corn crust that I've been seeing at like Trader Joe's and Whole Foods. It's kind of, so it's set up for like a deep dish pizza.
Oh, okay.
So I might try that and make it at home and see.
Pizza's never been my, like I like pizza, but it's never been my love. Oh. Like everybody else loves it. Like everybody else loves pizza.
No.
I like pizza.
Man.
I don't love pizza. And I actually like less cheese.
Oh, man, you just trash.
Because I'm all about the sauce, the bread and the sauce and the stuff on top. The cheese is like the... I know that's the staple of the pizza, but for me, it's like the thing that I don't need
I've heard enough. I tuned you out. Once you diss cheese, I don't know where I'm at. I'm on a different podcast right now. I can't even look at you at this point. I'm just like, there's no purpose. I'm done.
Jesus.
I'm on Mars right now.
Jesus, whatever.
Building the
clock. I've always been like that, though. I don't like too much. I just like it enough to shrink. Like when people put too much shredded cheese on a nacho and you can't stick and they stick together.
So Halloween, right, guys?
He just cut me. So anyway, next week we'll have DC Irvin back on this podcast. I'm done with this punk.
I'm out of here.
Podcast is over. We're shutting it down.
Let's go to the questions from the audience. Sick of this. Steve Pipkin. Sounds like a baseball player. Like a pitcher.
Steve Pipkin.
Yeah.
Left field.
Right. He wrote, "Yo, please help me out, fam." He came in hot. exclamation mark. "Please help me out, fam. How do you react when the kids stand in the way of you getting some action with your wife, girlfriend? In this regard, kids are a real piece of work blocking McGee in here, man." So the kids are blocking the action. There's always ways around that.
Every time. They got to
go to sleep.
They
got to go to sleep. Or
sometimes you let them cry. I've done that.
Also, it depends on how old the kids are. Like, if they still babies, you can have sex with the babies.
Oh, they be right next to the bed.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Just scoot over a little bit.
Yeah, just put them in the little softer pumps. Yeah. Get it in. But then when they get old enough to really see, you know, what's going on, it's always nap time. They sleeping 8 hours minimum a day. You just got to make the time.
You got to find it.
Kids be sleeping.
But it's a mental thing of not giving a damn though too, because like naturally, you know, you'd be like, "Oh, we got to get the kid." But like when Keelan started sleeping in his own bed,
yeah.
Like if he would like wake up in the middle of the night and like cry or something, like he just got to cry that out. Like he'll be fine. It's probably just a little nightmare or something. And then he'll be quiet, cry for a little bit, and then he's done.
Right.
Like, I'm not getting up, every stopping this session because he's making some noise.
Right.
Like, and I'm not doing it. I'm in the zone.
What would your wife be like when she had the same mentality?
Yeah, we just like, who cares,
both
man?
Both of y'all. Because both of y'all got to be on one accord. Because if his wife or girlfriend is very like, "No, I got to see what's going on."
Yeah, that's it.
It's tougher then. But if y'all both on one accord, like, we're going to get these pumps in.
Yeah.
We're going to get in every pump, then y'all both can win.
Like, granted, when they were kids, you know, it would be a lot of more quicker sessions.
Yeah.
You know, we got to get it in. It wasn't them long, you know, take our times.
Because kids, you know, they slept weirder back when they were babies. They just wake up. When they get to like toddler age,
like that now, they both sleep through the night.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, man,
you can get it in.
Yeah, you get a poor little wine.
Yeah,
I mean, you set the tone. But they still be trying to hate. We got to lock doors now though, because Keelan can open doors.
He
walked in on me taking a dump the other day.
That's funny.
He just kicked. He was like, "Hey, Dad." I was like, "You want? This is what you want? Well, I can stand here then and take this."
Yeah.
He was like, "Oh, okay." He didn't even care. He was just in there. Like, this don't bother.
They don't care. I've been talking about that on stage this weekend. I was like, I used to hide in the bathroom for my kids. They wanted to be in there. I was like, "You can come in here if you want." They just took it. Like, y'all just immune to this gas
in here.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting in there with a World War II gas mask on. Yeah. He's just standing in there like they Wonder Woman. I'm like, man, listen.
He didn't even, like, when he came in, he didn't even say dad and, like, make a face. He was just, hey, dad, let me show you. And I was like, dad didn't hit you in the face?
Right.
I've sprayed 3 times. Yeah. This doesn't bother you at all? Man. Nothing?
I'd be in there dying at my own filth. I'd be like, who am I as a person? I'd be in there like
that. Especially if I'm on the health tip.
Oh, man.
When I get back on it, like, and I didn't have nothing but, like, greens and kale and broccoli, I'd be like, just everybody, just get out the house.
Yeah, man.
Like, not even out the back. Get out the house.
I'd be ashamed.
It's disgusting.
Like, what's going on in here? I think something's wrong with me.
Oh, I've had that a bunch of times.
Man.
My brother said he farted in the car the other day and got mad. Like, he was the only one in the car.
He was pissed
off. It smelled
so
bad. He's just like, I'm just pulling over and getting out.
Man,
like, he was mad.
I like, oh, I can't stand it. But, you know, it's a necessary evil. Yeah. But so the Steve, you know, I'm not sure how old the kids are, but if they're at an age where they sleeping through the night, they taking naps, get it in then. And hopefully you and your girl on both one accord, like, we going to do this session.
Lock the doors.
We going to do this.
If they at an age where they can open the doors and knock, man, just let them knock.
Yeah.
Obviously, they functional.
Yep.
We'll be
out in a minute. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just give them the we'll be out in a minute.
They'll be all right.
They'll be fine. So, yeah, there's hope, man.
Yeah. Anthony James asks, at what age is it acceptable for your kids to start dating? I don't know.
Well, for me, like, Seren got his first girlfriend. He was, I want to say, was it his freshman year? No. It was, it might have been his freshman year. He started dating a girl. It was his first girlfriend. She was a grade higher than him. And he had a girlfriend. So, you know, that's like 15, 16, you know. So I never really set a rule for when it's going to be old enough for you to date. We kind of just played it by ear.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I figured it was going to happen in high school.
Yeah. That sounds, it seems about right.
Yeah. So I guess high school is the money because
I think I started in like eighth grade, maybe ninth grade, 13, 14, like going to little movies, stuff like that, you know,
going, cause you know, they've liked girls before that, but it was never, you know, the official. And I remember he told me like a week after they got together. He was like, yeah, he just sprung it on me. We were going into a grocery store called the Pavilions, and he told me. I was like, what you do? He was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because he told me about her early on. He was like, there's this girl. She liked me, you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, what you think? Yeah, she's cute, you know what I'm saying? Started out real subtle. The next thing you know, they was an item, you know, after time. And she kind of put the move on him. And then so my youngest son, he just got a girlfriend. It's probably been like a month and a half. This is his first girlfriend. He's 17. So it just depends.
Yeah.
But I say high school.
I say high school if you want to make a rule.
Yeah.
I say high school.
High school.
You know, it ain't going to be nothing too. I mean, as long as you talk. I mean, I feel like everything's communication, you know.
Communication is the key.
You got to, you know, give them, hey. You know, I understand you're going through changes, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
Hormones, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
You know.
Because I feel like my mom would have let me have a girlfriend back in high school. You know, I feel like she wouldn't have a problem with it. You know, because I was liking girls. She used to take me by this one girl's house I used to like. Me and my mom used to go on drives. And, like, we would just drive around, listen to music.
But you could back then. Gas was.
Yeah, gas was mad cheap. And at this time, we was actually in New Mexico. Gas was even cheaper. And so it was this girl I liked. And, you know, we would drive by an old girl house. And I was just drive by, just being a cornball. And, but she was down for that, you know what I mean? Because she knew I liked her or whatever. But
your mom was helping you stalk people?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what a good parent should do. We in the bushes together, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So high school, you can't go wrong with high school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Third question from
I think it's Keon.
Oh, is that Keon?
I think of it. It's spelled way different.
Keon Kyle 3?
Yeah, I think so.
You want to read that question?
Keon Kyle 3X As parents, do you think about the state of the world and what things might look like in the future on a global scale regarding topics like climate change, overpopulation, increasing nuclear arms, etc.? Or would that type of thing lead to unnecessary over-worrying? He's 27 and currently has no kids.
Oh, so that's not your real.
Hmm? What?
I thought this was the, who is that?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you knew him.
No, I said I just think his name is Keon.
I thought he was related to you this whole time.
By first name?
Yeah.
So everybody named Tony related to you?
Well, y'all just got names. So I was like, Keon. Like,
I could see his last name was Poli, but you was like.
You was confident how you said it? I was struggling.
I was just shocked like, to see Keon. My name, but spelt different.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's correct. I could have said that wrong.
Well, we could be. I thought he was your family. That's no. Why I had you read the question. Okay. Well,
I don't know who that is.
All right. So. This is a deep question.
I know, right? Layers.
The thing is, if you worry about all of that, you're going to stay worried.
Yeah.
You're going to stay worried. You're going to be stressed. And it's a valid concern because we really tearing up the environment. We really can have a nuclear war at any point in time. Like, these are valid, like, concerns. But, you know, stuff may not happen. Like, overpopulation, that's real. Climate change is real. And so that's really up to you. Do you want to put human beings at risk for what's going to happen in this world? Like the climate change is my biggest worry. Because nuclear war, I'm scared of that. But at the end of the day, I feel like, man, even the people crazy enough to start it ain't crazy enough to start it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. But the climate change is what, because money, everybody wants money, so we'll put the environment at risk just for this money. Oh, you overreact and y'all are dumb, but you see the changes, and it's affecting everything. So that's the scariest part of everything is the climate change. Because at the end of the day, the earth climate is going to change. We all going to die off, and the earth will be like, back to normal. Yeah. And
it's but by that, functioning. I guess I don't worry about even that either, because by that time, I'm gone.
Yeah,
man,
but
I'm not gonna be here.
But
even I think even them, I think they're gone. It had to be like my.
Will they be gone though? At the rate we're going now, your kids will be like grown, like in their 20s, 30s, and we could really just the earth is in shambles because it's in shambles now. They haven't like when you having tornadoes and hurricanes and weird areas. It's like what's going on? It's hot in the winter months. It's like, yo, that's fast.
Yeah, I guess I don't worry about it.
I can still be alive when it's a complete change.
Yeah.
And we like, man, we done really tore it up. And we just living like Mad Max type stuff out here. But that's definitely a valid concern.
Yeah. But the answer, I guess I don't worry about it. I don't ever think about it.
Yeah, man. That's
because when you have... It's too, when you have kids, it's too much to worry about in the present for me to be worried about.
Yeah.
Like, I got so much going on right now. Yeah. I can't think 20 years from now.
But do you have so much going on right
with
now?
With them? Yeah, man. I have to worry about what they doing right now so much. I'm not thinking 20 years from now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, you know, how to do this by what school he going to tomorrow and what, you know, like, I can't. I mean, you obviously can plan for stuff, but that kind of stuff, that's not in my control either.
Right.
I'm not going to worry about that. Like, if Skynet really happens, you know.
Oh,
I ain't thinking about
the
that
The robots
kind of
taking
stuff.
Over. Yeah, now, that's pretty real. I don't go that deep down the rabbit hole, but the environment is something I can't ignore. I'll just be like, man, this is true. This is right here in your face, and we feeling it. We feel like it's 80-something degrees out here right now. That ain't normal. But, you know, it's... Do you want to put these kids at risk? And if you don't, I fully respect it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's definitely a valid concern. Like, you know, when I conceived the kids, I wasn't thinking about that.
No.
But now, I'm like, yo, this is very real. And I've always been scared of nuclear war, though, because that's the reason I moved to New Mexico, was because I was living in Chicago. I watched this documentary on Nostradamus. And the stuff he was predicting, they were talking about he was alive way back when. He predicted the San Francisco earthquake. And I was like, wait, how do you know about that?
Yeah.
And then he was like, he predicted like another Antichrist coming in, like, you know, a nuclear war is cracking off. And I was like, oh, Chicago's gonna be like the third target. I was like, and so when my brother got stationed in New Mexico, he was like, y'all wanna move out here? I was like, yes, let's go. Let's get the hell out of here. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing I'm going into another target because they got mad military bases and missiles in New Mexico. But at the time, like, they ain't gonna target out there. You know what I'm saying? And so that was a big, because I remember I was watching Terminator 2, and Sarah Connor had that dream that the war started, the bomb went off in L.A., and that scene terrified me. Oh, she was hanging on the fence, and then she was like, all her skin burned off. And that scene shook me to my core, and I was like, man, nuclear war. Yeah. What can you do?
No, nothing.
What can you do?
You know another reason why I don't worry about it? Not to cut you off. Sorry, finish.
Oh, I've always, like, if it's going to be a nuclear war, I want to be at ground zero. I want the bomb to detonate right above me. Because it's going to be so fast, all you feel is heat real quick. Because you're going to evaporate in seconds. I don't want to be on the outskirts where my skin is burnt up. And I'm just like, oh, what happened? And then you got the radiation, because I done watched those Hiroshima documentaries, man. The people on the periphery that got the bomb, the skin melt.
Yeah. I was about to say, I think these, as far as like the climate, I think kids are better. Like, they give a damn.
Yeah.
Like, I think they could fix what these old bigots with money have done.
Because they're informed.
Yeah. And that's why I guess that's another reason I don't worry about it, because I feel like as soft as these kids are today and as whiny and entitled they are, they do know more and care more about stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like they can undo, fix, and they're so smart with technology, mm-hmm. I feel like they can fix stuff.
Right.
So I guess that's another reason why, because I feel like it is in good hands. They soft and they weak and entitled as hell.
But they informed.
But they're informed and they're really smart. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, and they give a damn. So hopefully, you know, back then, the old people don't give a damn.
Right. It was all about the money.
Factories and coal. That's and we need, you know. Yeah. But now they're like, hey, we're hurting the trees.
They were, back in the day, they were literally trying to, they were finding out because they were using a lot of the metal and the carbon they were using.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people in the 60s and stuff, they were getting, like, you know, cancer big time because of the stuff they were using. And then the scientists figured it out. It's like, yo, it's the stuff we're using. It's like, you know, it's like, nah, man, they were trying to put that under wraps so they could keep making money. They're like, yo, we have to. And then, you know, people put money over everything. And that's the scary part.
I think they'll be fine. It might be a kumbaya, no bullying planet, but.
Hey. At least they alive.
I think they'll
soft and alive.
Soft and alive.
Tough and dead.
Yeah. I think they'll fix some stuff, though.
But anyway, y'all, it's been another another episode of Daddy Issues. Yeah. If you got any questions for us, don't hesitate to ask us on the YouTube page. Type it in. We'll tackle them on future episodes. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Obviously. Check us out on all platforms. And, follow me at Tony Baker Comedy on everything. Please go to my website, TonyBakerComedy.com, and sign up for my email list. You'll see all things Tony Baker Comedy on there.
At Keon Poli on everything. Facebook, fan page. Oh, that's just my name. I got to get my website back up. I've just been... just ain't been caring.
Just been taking dumps and getting walked in on.
But
anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in, and we out here.
Yeah, man. That's it.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.